Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Chiro HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Chiro HD is a user-friendly all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission: to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at chirohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Yo, what is going on, everyone? Johnny Reuter here with another episode of the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I am coming to you right now live from Chicago, Illinois, and I am about to dive into a great day in practice, and I just want to let you guys know that it should be a great day for you too. And if you're listening to this, hopefully we can shine some light on staffing, team orientation, understanding what motivates people so that you guys can get the best results in your office, especially as recent chiropractic school graduates, or if you're a veteran doctor, listen to this, you're experienced, make sure you listen to this throughout the whole entire thing. You might pick up something that you might not have thought about before. But the reality is that we all have teams, we all have staff, and no matter if we're playing the head role as the head chiropractor, doing the hiring, doing the, you know, being the boss, right, at the practice, or if we're the associate chiropractor, and we still talked about in the past previous episodes, we've talked about how to lead when you're not necessarily in charge. And we've had that conversation now for a couple weeks. And I want you to understand that it's okay to still take the lead and take the role and the responsibility of a leader, even if you are not in charge and you're not making the end decisions and you're not making the end rules. That's totally okay. So with that being said, let's talk about, you know, staffing, team orientation, what motivates people, and how do you encourage people to be better human beings versus just better workers. That's something really big for myself. That's something big for the practice I'm in. Is we're not just trying to motivate each other to be better workers. We're not trying to always say, hey, you can be more efficient here, doing this, doing that. We talk about stories that happen in the practice. We talk about things and successes and failures that happen in the practice. We talk about hardships. We talk about the good times. We talk about everything in between, because that's what motivates your staff. That's what motivates you. That's what keeps your passion lit. That's what keeps your flame, your chiropractic flame, on fire and lit. And your passion determines how your energy in your practice goes for the whole entire day, for the whole entire week. So you got to have that right. So when it comes to staffing, you got to make sure that they're not just in it for a job. They're not just in it for a paycheck. Because if they were, they'd be a really great worker on an assembly line somewhere, right? They shouldn't be in your office. If they're just there for a paycheck, if they're just there to get something from you, they're not there to serve the bigger purpose of your office. And that's the problem, right? That's a problem right there. So you got to make sure your staff, your team is team oriented, meaning they're in it for the bigger picture. But you also, as a boss, as an associate chiropractor, as a head chiropractor, you got to share that mission. You got to share that vision. You got to share success stories. You got to share why you're here, why you're in the practice doing what we do on a daily basis, why you're so passionate about chiropractic. Because the moment you lose sight of that, the moment you lose sight of your passion, the moment you lose sight of stepping into why you do what you do on a daily basis, That's when you lose your staff and your staff just continues to show up for a paycheck, right? They should be there for a bigger purpose. They should be there for a bigger reason, because honestly, especially nowadays, more than ever, especially with all this stuff going on with this virus and crap, we were put on this planet and on this earth to be a voice of reason, a differing voice in the healthcare paradigm and the healthcare profession as a whole. We were put here to speak out against things that are wrong and or things that we don't necessarily need right away. And it's okay to be that different voice, right? There's only two states that I can think of that got shut down during this whole pandemic crap, right? And so with that being said, right, you were put into a place of reason in your community to be open and to talk about these different things that are happening in the world. You were left open. Don't take that for granted, right? Like, look back at that and thank your lobbyists, thank your political party, and thank your political organization, a part of your state. But at the same time, realize how grateful you have to be to remain open in a time like this, when the voice, the other side of the entire healthcare paradigm is against pretty much everything you say and preach on a daily basis in your practice. And now all of a sudden you're able to stay open and be a voice of reason for people and community members. Think about that. That's pretty freaking powerful, isn't it? So how do you share that mission, that goal, that purpose that wakes you up every freaking day, no matter how bad you feel, no matter what side of the bed you woke up on, no matter what's going on in your life? How do you express that to your team to make sure that you and your staff and your team are serving a greater purpose than just adjusting patients, getting them well, and your team collecting a paycheck, right? Couple things, couple key takeaways for you. Number one is make sure that you are encouraging and motivating your staff, your team members, to be better human beings, not better workers. You don't want a better worker, you want a better human, right? Because a better human can learn the traits of a good worker. Just a good worker can't necessarily learn the traits of a good human. So make sure they're a good human first and foremost, not a good worker, right? And make sure their values, their principles, their philosophies, their life-altering decisions line up with yours. That's what you need to do. Number two is really make sure that you empower them. Make sure you empower them to be better people. Share your mission. Share your vision and principles and philosophy with them. Because that will not only motivate yourself to share those stories again, but it will also motivate your team and your staff. And your staff will have a better understanding of why they're there and why you do and show up every single day the way that you do, with a positive attitude and an encouragement to help as many people as you possibly can. And lastly, give your team and staff members the freedom to make decisions. I'm reading a book again. I'm going to request that you find and read all of Mike Michalowicz's books. Mike Michalowicz has literally changed my life for the better in regards to entrepreneurship and small business. Now, when I say that, I'm reading his second most recent book, which is called Clockwork. Clockwork is an important book about team orientation, team management, and understanding how your team operates so that you, as the head chiropractor or the entrepreneur or the associate chiropractor, can take a step back and not have to own every freaking decision, and your staff and your team can do so. So making sure that if you assign a task to somebody, make them understand that it is a key part of their ownership of the result of that decision. So your decision to maybe have somebody, you know, learn your EHR system. Let's just start basic. It is their job to not only learn the EHR system, but understand it to a point where they can now train somebody else on it and they own the outcome. So however that person was trained is a direct reflection of them, their teaching, and their understanding of the original task. If they not only own the task, but they also own the outcome, Mike Michalowicz says that is your best recipe for success in regards to delegating. Okay? That's really, really, really important. So make sure you understand that. Those are my three key takeaways. That's what I have to talk about today. Make sure that you really bring the heat, bring the passion to your staff. Make sure their fires are lit as well as yours. And their fires, if they align when you hired, if they align philosophically, principle-wise with you and the rest of your team, they will fall into, you know, getting lit up and spizzed up from your conversations that you have in your daily team huddles, in your daily morning huddles that you have prior to opening the doors to your practice, right? And that's what inspires them. Not only should you bonus them and make sure they're well compensated for realistically, but you should also make sure they're taken care of philosophically, mentally, principle-wise, life values, life lessons, and make sure they're able to own things. Right? Make sure you are able to step back, work on the business, not in the business. You shouldn't have to answer every freaking question about EHR, about payments, about audits, about X-ray, like all of these different things that aren't under the doctor umbrella. You shouldn't have to necessarily own that after you train and teach an office manager to do it and then teach them to teach others. And that's how you create a solid team. And then that point, they're not coming to you with questions. They're coming to the office manager with questions, or they're going to their peers with questions if you have a bunch of people on staff. So it's really, really important. That's what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to hone that in because as a recent chiropractic school graduate, no matter if you're opening up your own practice or going into an associateship, these are important roles to understand. And if you're in an associateship, you kind of fall as that middle person, right? So you might get more questions than the head chiro. That's okay. Don't take those questions and run to the head chiro. Make sure you can understand them, own them as the tasks, as the questions, and get back to your team with a response so you keep that ownership and you keep that delegation to yourself as an associate chiropractor. And that's how to lead when you're not necessarily in charge, because the end all be all is still said by the head chiropractor. But as an associate chiropractor, you got to own those questions that the staff has for you. And that's only going to build respect and rapport between you and the rest of the team. And that's how you start to lead when you're not in charge. And that's the conversation that we've been talking about for a couple episodes now. So if you haven't listened to those previous episodes, please go back and listen to those. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I hope to catch you on the flip side. Peace and love, my friends. Have a great, great rest of your day and a very powerful rest of your week. Bye, guys. Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 X-ray machines and digital X-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com.
Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world. And it's all run with Vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including but not limited to Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.